Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Davav, and we're starting about the fifth line of the two dots with the words Hasifu Alehen. And today's office sponsor Leah Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabatz Miyakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. And we go back to the Mishnah where we had said the first of Nisan was Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara tells us Hasifu Alehen Schar Batim Utrumas Shkalim. They added on to that rental of houses and the Trum of the yearly Shkalim, which will explain both of these in their proper time. That their Rosh Hashanah is also Nisan. So we clarify the first one Schar Batim rental of houses. Rami Rabbeinu says Vuhu Sha'amar. That's only if he had said when he was renting the house, Shana Zu, that I'm renting it for this year. And so that year ends Nisan. Aval Amar Shana Achas. But if he said I'm renting it for a year, so then Nisan Meisel Ace, he gives from that time for a full year, looping back around to the time point that they're standing right now, regardless of Chaydash Nisan. So that was number one. Number two is Uchumas Shkalim. Now this refers to the Machza Shekel, which every male of a certain age had to give every single year. They donated a half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and all the karbonis sibur, all the public karbonis, were purchased with this money, and the new truma, the new monies were taken by Chaydash Nisan to go purchase brand new karbonis. Where do we get this from? Kida Amar of Shulbar Yitzchak, as Rav Shulbar Yitzchak said, Kitchilasa, it's like its beginning, which means the first time that this truma was ever taken, the first time we ever used public funds to purchase karbonis, that was on Chaydash Nisan, which is by Hakamas HaMishkan. How do we know this? The pasuk says, Vehiba Chaydash Rishon was on the first month, which is Nisan, Bashana Hashenis, in the second year, that's of leaving Mitzrayim, Be'echad L'Chaydash, on the first of the month, Hukama Mishkan, the Mishkan was established, and Vitani Allah, it was taught on that, Be'yam Shukama Mishkan, Be'yam Nisma Truma, on the day that the Mishkan was established, that's when the Truma was taken from the monies that the Yidden had donated, and so we see the Truma Chadasha, these new monies were taken to purchase Kabbalah Tzibur on the first of Nisan. And Tavi quotes from Yeshio, B'Shem Rukana, that how do we know this? Namar Kan Chadshe, it says over here Chadshe, V'Namar Alon Chadshe, it says over there Chadshe. When he says Kan, that's referring to the Karbonis of Rosh Chaydash, it says, Zois Oilas Chaydash B'Chadshe, L'Chadshe Hashana, as that tells us that the Karbonis of Rosh Chaydash have to come from the Truma Chadasha, from the new money. And then the Pasuk says, Chaydash Hazalachem, Rosh Chadashim, Rishain Hulachem, L'Chadshe Hashana, and so we see that Nisan is the first month of the year. And so what do we learn from here? Ma'Chadshe Shanam La'alon, Ein Man Elam Nisan, just like the Chadshe of Chaydash Hazalachem, that's referring to Nisan of Chadshe Shanam Rakan, so to the Chadshe said over here by Rosh Chaydash, Ein Man Elam Nisan, we only count from Nisan. However, Amar B'Yana, Rabbiana comments on this, Shavak Rav Tavi Raisha of Amar Saifa. Rav Tavi left out the first part of the Braisa and only said the second part. And you're right, what we do see from the end of the Braisa is that the Truma Chadasha, these new Shkalim, have to be used for the Karbanos of the first of the month of Rosh Chaydash, but we don't actually see from when that is going to be from, meaning from which month it's going to be from. Dola Kain Kadadatani, because wasn't actually this taught in the Braisa? Here's the beginning of the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Zais Adas Chaydash B'Chadshai, this is the Ayla of the month in its renewal. That's what B'Chadshai means. Now, Yachal Yehitarim B'Chol Chaydash B'Chaydash, you might think based off this Pasuk that we should take new Truma, we should take new monies every single month and purchase Karbanos with it. Tamalam, so the Pasuk says, B'Chadshai L'Chadshai, what do we learn from here? B'Chaydash Echad Hu Tarim L'Chol Chaydash Hashana, we take money only at the beginning of one month for all the months of the year. Now, Yachal Be'ez Chaydash Yirtzeh, you might think that means he could take at the beginning of any month that he wants, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar, the Treasure of Hekdesh, he can take money from the Yidden at the beginning of any month that he wants and use that to purchase Karbanos Sibur. And now we quote the second part of the Braisa, Namar Kan Chadshe, V'Namar Alon Chadshe, Ma Chadshe Shemar Alon, just like Chadshe says over there, Ein Man Elam Nisan, we count from Nisan, because that's referring to the first month of the year, Av Chadshe Shemar Kan, Ein Man Elam Nisan, so to the Chadshe that we say over here is referring to Nisan, which means the Truma Chadasha is taken from Nisan. And now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah, where we had mentioned Maaser Behema. So the Tanakhama of Mishnah had said that the first of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon had said that it's the first of Tishrei. I remember, as we mentioned a few times, that Maaser Behema is when a person takes all the brand new animals that were born to them that year, they put them in a pen, let them out one by one, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one is Maaser Behema, that's supposed to be a carbon. There, Rav Meir says, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah Maaser Behema, the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah Maaser Behema, and seemingly that's a Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Now, Ben Azim or Ben Azim says, Ha'eluliyim Mis'asim Mifnei Atzman, animals that were born in Elul, they're their totally own separate category for Maaser. They're not mixed with any other animals. And now we explain this, Amar Rav Chana, Tam Rav Meir, the reason Rav Meir is as follows, is because Adkan up until here, meaning up until Elul, Hen Mis'matzas Leili Min HaYishanos, the older ones continue giving birth, Mikan Vehele, Melech from here and on, meaning from El and on, Hein Matchilas Leilei Min HaChadashos, the new ones start giving birth. In other words, Rav Meir really holds that Rosh Hashanah Meister Behema is in Nisan. It's just that he calculates from when the animal became pregnant. And the Zman Iber, the pregnancy of a small animal, such as sheep or goats, is 5 months. So any animal which became pregnant by Nisan is going to give birth in Elul 5 months later, which is why he says that any animal born before Elul is in one category. And it's only from then and on that the Chadasha is the new animal start giving birth. So they're in a totally different year and in a different category. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bon says, B'Shem Ruchana, time of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. So now we're going to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, that their reason for why Tishrei is the cutoff for Meister Behema is based off of a Pasuk. A Pasuk tells us, Lav Shu Karim Hatzain, which literally translated means the sheep of flock became clothed. In other words, it means they became pregnant. And Elu HaBachirais, these are the ones that became pregnant early. In other words, they became pregnant in Adar. So 5 months later in Av, they're going to give birth. And then the Pasuk says, V'amakum Yatfu Bar, the valleys cover themselves with food, which literally refers to when we see plants growing in Nisan. But here, in regards to animals, it's referring to animals which delayed becoming pregnant, and that only happened in Nisan, and so they're not going to give birth until Elul. Elu ha'afelai, says the Gemara, those are the ones that delayed. And then what does the Pasuk say? Vavon beza atap, yisrei'au, af yashiru, they will call out, and they will even sing, and this tells us that these two sets of animals together are grouped, elu ve'elu chnasel adir sasar, and that the earlier ones and the later ones, they're both put into the same pen to have Meister taken off of them, and that's where Blazer and Shimon say that Rosh Hashanah Meister Behema is in Tishrei, because by then, both the early ones and the late ones had finished giving birth. Now, Amar ben Azai says, and remember we had quoted him as saying, Ha'eluliyim mes asun b'fnei atzman, that the Elul animals are in their own category. So he explains, Ha'el ve'elu amrim kach, ve'elu amrim kach, since these say this and those say that. We have this machlekes between Rav Meir on one side and Rav Blazer Rav Shimon on the other side. So you, Ha'eluliyim mes asun b'fnei atzman, the Eluliyim should just have Meister taken off by themselves. So Ha'ketzad, practically, how does this work out? Here's an example. If he had 5 animals born to him in Av, 5 born in El, and 5 born in Tishrei, none of them are Mitzdarif, because we know that we need a minimum of 10 animals for Meister Behema. But over here, we only have 5 in Av, which is one category, 5 in Tishrei, which is a totally separate category, and then the other 5, which technically could be combined with one of the categories, were in Elul, and as Ben Azai said, they're Mitzaser by themselves, so actually, he doesn't have a grouping of 10 animals that needs Meister Behema. However, no Chamisha b'Tishrei, that's the proper girsa. If 5 were born in Tishrei, and then Chamisha be'Av, 5 were born in Av, way later down the line, so Harei Elam and Starfin, those are Mitzdarif, because those were born in the same year. Skip the parentheses, the Gemara asks, Ben Azai machriya al divrei Talmidav? Ben Azai is being machriya, he's making a decision in the words of his Talmidim? This doesn't make sense. Rav Meir, Blaz, and Rav Shimon are the Talmidim of Ben Azai. So what exactly is Ben Azai saying? That they say this, and the other one says that, and I'm not so sure, so let's just go in the middle. What do you mean he's not so sure? He's the Rebbe. So the Gemara clarifies, Rabbi Yirmiyahu quotes Rabbi Yasha, who says, B'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Shekeinech Ko'olel Aves HaOlam, already the fathers of the world, meaning earlier greats had already argued about this. And Man Inun Aves HaOlam, who are those Aves HaOlam? Tana Rabbi Yainu Kum Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yainu Tana from Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva were definitely not the Talmidim of Ben Azai, and therefore he was able to say, since he says this and another one says that, I'm just going to go in the middle. But now there's another thing that we learn from here. Zoy Samaris, this tells us that Ben Azai, Talmid V'chavar HaOlam Rabbi Kiva, that Ben Azai was a Talmid and a Chaver and a friend of Rabbi Kiva. This is otherwise known as a Talmud Chaver. That's when a person starts out as a Talmud, but he comes so close in Limud to the Rebbe that he's actually considered a Chaver, not just a Talmud, and so must be that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Kiva. How so? Because in Tamar Rabbe, if you want to say that Rabbi Kiva was simply Ben Azai's Rebbe, es bar nash amr l'rabbe, hoyol ve'elu aymrim kach ve'elu aymrim kach, do you ever have somebody telling his Rebbe, oh, since these say that and those say this, so we're just going to do as follows? That's not a proper way to speak to your Rebbe, especially when we're discussing his opinion, and since that's the way that Ben Azai had spoken to or about Rabbi Kiva's Shita, it must be that Ben Azai was not only Talmud, but also a Chaver of Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rav B'Shem Rav Shulbar of Yitzchak Shalom and Adah, he hears from the following, meaning he knows from the following thing that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Kiva. Amar le Ben Azai told Rabbi Kiva, Ala chalukim anu mitztarin, ala shabbos lach like alenus hashavin, regarding that which they argue about explicitly, we're already pained that they have this argument. Now you're coming to say that which they agree about is actually an argument. That's regarding a totally different discussion that we're not going to get into now, and there's machlekes b'Shabbos Hillel, and there's something they agree to, but then Rabbi Kiva argues on that, to which Ben Azai had told Rabbi Kiva, we're already pained over the fact that they argue about something else, and now you're coming to say that there's an argument even in that which we thought they agreed about? As I said, this clearly tells us that Ben Azai chavar v'talmud ha'il Rabbi Kiva, that Ben Azai was a friend and the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, because in Tamar Rabbe, if you want to say that Rabbi Kiva was his Rebbe, and that's it. Is Barnasha Amar LeRabbe Ela Shabbos Alachlek V'Chulu? Does a person tell his Rebbe that you're coming along B'Chaylik and say there's an argument? That's not the proper way to speak to him. So must be from here that we learn Ben Azai was a Talmud Chaver of Rebbe Kiva. Now we continue discussing Ma'aser Behema. Taman Tanin over there we learned in a Mishnah of the Maseches B'Chayrais. The Me'echad B'Tishrei Ad Esrim V'Tisha Be'Elul Harei Elu Mitzarfin. Animals are born from the first of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, meaning that full year from the first of Tishrei all the way until one day before the next first of Tishrei. So those animals are mitzdaref. However, chamishal fnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamishal achar Rosh Hashanah. If five were before Rosh Hashanah, five were after Rosh Hashanah. Eim and starfin, they're not mitzdaref. They don't combine. However, chamishal fnei hagayren v'chamishal achar hagayren harayel mitzdarfin. If five were born before the gayren and five after the gayren, so then they are mitzdaref. Now this is an important point regarding ma'aser behema. Even though we have our year of cutoff for ma'aser behema, and so all the animals born in that year are grouped into one, nonetheless, the chachamim made three separate times, or gairens, and they basically said that once we reach this point in time during the year, any animals that were born up until then should have maaser taken off from them already right now. And so as we're just learning now, that if five were born before the gairen and five afterwards, they are mitzdaref. As the Gemara Mekanef, if that's so, then lama amru shalosh granos to maaser behema. So why do the chachamim say that there's three granos, there's these three points in time throughout the year for maaser behema? And the answer is, sha'ad shalai tagia gairen motulim krav leshchayit, up until this gairen, this cutoff point comes, it's permitted to sell or to shecht any brand new animals that were born. And that's because Meiser Behema is not like Meiser of produce, that you're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to do anything with it until you take off Meiser. That's called Tevel. It's not like that with Meiser Behema. It's a mitzvah essay to separate Meiser Behema, but before it's done, you're still allowed to shecht the animal or sell it if you want. And therefore, up until the Gairen is permitted to do whatever you want with it. However, Higia Gairen, once this rabbinically instituted time of the Gairen has arrived, lo yishchait, he's not allowed to shecht it. However, v'mshachar pater, if he did shecht it, he's pater, because at the end of the day, this is just a din d'rabbanon, not a raisa. We're going to stop it for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.